It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, I will.
All right, all right.
You're so mad at me.
Move it along.
Number five.
All right. Now, I don't know if this was good or bad. I don't know if this helps. But Hunter Biden decided he was going to break his silence. He finally spoke out, sat down with Amy Robach from Morning Television.
Good Morning America.
And was asked about whether he thought this was ever going to be a big deal, what he was doing.
Do you regret being on the board to begin with?
No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea, which has, again, been completely debunked by everyone.
Okay, so, yes, this idea that there was a server, that the Ukrainians have Hillary's server, and that somehow his dealings with that energy company, Hunter's dealings with the energy company, had something to do with the contents of that server being in Ukraine, and that they were holding it there, and that if you that they need the Ukraine, the brand new, brand spanking new, crystal clean, clear government to go in and find this. That's been this conspiracy theory, which doesn't seem to be holding any kind of water. However, she also asked him about that whole $1.5 billion from China that went to a hedge fund here, and?
Look, this is literally has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from a business dealing?
No.
At all? Not 1 cent?
Not 1 cent.
Definitely not $1.5 billion.
It's crazy. They feel like they have the license to go out and say whatever they want. It feels to me like living in some kind of Alice in Wonderland, where you're up on the real world, and then you fall down the rabbit hole, and, you know, the president's a Cheshire cat asking you questions about crazy things that don't have any resemblance to the reality of anything that has to do with me.
But he wouldn't answer how much money he actually got for the firm, and if it's gotten, you know, by all the rules being, you know, played the right way and things. Why not just talk about it?
So the idea
seems
here
like
was,
seems like we're sort of hiding part of the story, and then we're negating this larger conspiracy part of the story.
So the 1.5, or let's just call it $1.5 billion, or $1 billion, whatever it was money that didn't go to Hunter Biden. It went to a U.S. investment firm from China. At a moment where China wasn't really doing a lot, wasn't investing a lot in those kinds of firms, and in America, and that's
and
been
it was
the
linked
question.
To the Chinese government. Also, it was not necessarily just a private firm,
but the U.S. firm though was a.
It's the one he's linked to.
Yes, is the one that he's linked to, and I seem to recall that he received a $500,000, $468,000, or something like that dollar basic commission on that. Coming in, which does actually line up with the commission rates that are standard in that industry. So it's not as nefarious as it may sound, although he is dealing with the Chinese. Here's the problem. Can I just tell you what the problem is here?
He's doesn't
Joe
smell right.
Biden's son. That's the problem. And it is to all of a sudden guys who are not this is just bad optics. It's just bad optics. And this guy was trading off of his dad's name, all of that. That's how he was able to do this. It happens every day. Believe me, the Trump kids have done it too. And this happens. There are a bunch of other names, children that you've never, you know who the politicians are, you know where the dads are, you don't know who the kids are, and they do all of these things too. It's a way that politicians if they're clean, they don't get rich. But the people around them get rich. And then eventually when they leave public office, those favors are traded back. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way
that's absolutely right.
Has always happened.
Absolutely
in this.
Right.
Now,
and we've seen on every level of government.
What Hunter Biden is referring to there, that whole Cheshire Cat thing, it is interesting because you're seeing this all the time now out of Washington, that people are just saying outrageous things. It's like the Soviet era. That's how the Soviets used to use all of these kind of disinformation campaigns and stuff in on their own people to try to convince them that everything was going just fine. Even though the Soviet people were like, this is not going fine. I have one potato and I'm living in a closet. Right?
It's not fine.
Oh, this is great. And the imperialist West is the one that's holding you down and all that. So I would like to see, and we had John Kasich on the show yesterday. He's got this book out that is really an interesting read. I would like to see that truth be enforced with greater greater support, that we support those who tell the truth about things, and we try to shame those who publicly, openly lie. And just take that however you want to take it. I don't think anybody could disagree with that notion. I think that is I think we need to hold these politicians to the truth. And you're like, oh, well, what about, you know, what Barack Obama said, you could keep your doctor. Okay. Right? That turned out not to be true. Let's hold him to the truth. But some of this stuff that's coming out that is, from another planet, that needs to be addressed, too. All right. Can't just choose one or the other. Otherwise, we're going to end up like the Soviets. Right? We're going to end up like the Soviet citizens. We do not want to do that. That was not good. They had a potato. They had a closet. They had maybe rusty water that they could cook their potato in.
We should not aspire to that.
No.
We can all agree.
Number four.
LeBron James is in the middle of this China thing now.
And it's not going away.
The China NBA problem. He talked about the Daryl Morey tweet that sparked the whole international incident, saying that the Rockets GM simply wasn't educated about China before he posted his pro-Hong Kong missive.
I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what shoe LeBron has that was just about to drop in China that he's mad about.
Well, then they have the exhibition games, and he traveled with his team, and he was in China they were on the plane just about to land when that tweet went out that set this firestorm. And so they walked in there, and all of the publicity things were canceled. All of the fan meet and greets and everything else they were supposed to do were canceled. They were ripping their pictures and ginormous faces off of billboards and buildings and cutting ties with all the Chinese partners. I mean, I'm sure they felt it when they got over there. I just think right now they're burning jerseys, LeBron jerseys, in Hong Kong, those protesters saying that he should stand up for free speech. What is he saying? Negative consequences. We're on the right side of history.
So LeBron had to clean this up, clean up on Isle LeBron.
I mean, it's a tough situation that we're all in right now as an association. That's us as athletes, owners, GMs, whatever, so forth. I think when the issue comes up, if you feel passionate about it or you feel like it's something you want to talk about, then so be it. I also don't think that every issue should be everybody's problem as well. When things come up, there's multiple things that we haven't talked about that happen in our own country that we don't bring up. You know, there's things that happen in my own community that, you know, trying to help my kids graduate high school and go off to college is, you know, what's been my main concern over the last couple of years, you know, in my school.
It's hard. They're all trying to walk the line.
Yeah. So let's just keep it here. I'm sorry. I waded off into this. Whole thing's bad. And now Hong Kong's mad at me. Everybody's mad at me. Everybody has to be mad about something. And he just wants to get his kids into college. Now, I would like to point out to LeBron that he should not try to put them on the crew team if that's what he's going to do.
No. I think that, that would be a bad thing for sure.
Yeah, so that was his cleanup on aisle 23.
Well, he had to put out an apology tweet, too. He's like, hey, back off, internet. Because they went nuts on him. Woo!
Well, it is, you know, at the end of the day, it is only the internet. I mean, it is, right?
Well, they were trolling him with his own tweets when he stood up for social justice and standing, being silent is not an option. And where are you now? Why are we supposed to all shut up? I mean, look, that's what the internet is all about. Everybody with polarized views going at after each other.
Huh. I had not heard that.
He was
really
still trying to stay. I mean, I just think, yeah, he's trying to stay above the fray, right? He's in the league and the game that he loves, doing what he loves, and it's a tough thing. It's a tough line to walk.
I just get recipes on the internet and then get right off. That's what I do.
It's all about
the cat
videos.
Well, you don't troll, do you? I mean, look, and when you get trolled, what do?
I ignore it.
That's the best thing you can do.
Great response.
I ignore it.
Well done. Because
I'm like, who needs that? I mean, I wonder, like, who's the idiot who's doing that? Na-na-na-na boo-boo. All right, let's do the. Let's find
I'm
out
rubber,
from
you're glue.
Lauren Lapko, but she's got the traffic. What's happening?
For the news at 10, watch WGN. Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling. For TV news at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
Number three.
The Top 5-5 continues. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominees for the 2020 class. And as usual, it's a group of very, very mixed group of genres here to stir the debate. You got Thin Lizzy. The Dave Matthews Band. And here's one I can't believe wasn't already there. The
right.
Doobie Brothers. Another one, Pat Benatar.
What? We are.
And for your headbangers out there, there's Motorhead. How about that? I would have thought they were all in there.
Number two.
Today marks the 10th anniversary of the Balloon Boy, the original fake news hoax.
It started it all.
October 15th, 2009.
3, 2, 1. Are you here? Taylor! You didn't put the Taylor out!
Oh, no. Wait, was it were the parents the ones behind
yes.
it? And the boy come out. Okay, the parents.
Yes.
And they made their son do this?
Yes.
So I'm trying to remind
right.
what happened.
They
there.
Let the balloon go and they're like, oh no, the boy's gone away with the balloon. But the boy had not been in the balloon.
Oh boy.
Right? They yes. snuck that whole kind of thing in. Every news network had this story.
We're also told that this can go 10,000 feet into the air. This is a potentially very dangerous situation for this little child.
I actually was quoting an official with Larimer County, and she said it's just time for all of us to pray, because if there's a little boy in that balloon, only God can save him.
Oh, gee. Oh, my gosh.
And finally.
Number one.
All right, for most people, funerals are not a joking matter. Except for this guy.
Most people.
Right. And this guy. You know, here's a guy who planned a hoax on his own family for his funeral by placing a recorded message in his casket as they were lowering it into the ground. Still unclear exactly for me how he did this. I know it's been explained in the story. But he did this so it made it a sound to those who were at the funeral as though he was stuck alive in the casket.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Let me out. Where the f*** are we? Let me out. Back
oh, no.
Here. Is that the police looking here? Hello?
That's amazing.
That
there
is.
There you go. All right, close this thing up.
The top five at five.